Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, everyone. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We've got the big bands, the great singers, jazz, standards, and the golden pop memories. And today we have something we like to do every once in a while. That is, make our countdown year also our spotlight feature. And today it will be the final weekend of March in 1941. That's right, our entire show will be about the music and our lives, or maybe our parents' and grandparents' lives, in early springtime of 84 years ago. So that's what we're doing today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we're not going to start with the countdown first. We're going to save the top 10 records from this weekend of 1941 for hour number 2. So here in the first hour of the show, we'll have the songs that were just released and still rising in popularity, and a few others that didn't quite make the top 10, but certainly worth a listen. And we start with a record that wasn't as big back then as it became over the years. Just hearing the intro in the background, you know what it is. Here are the Andrews Sisters.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da, toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump eight to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do-do. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da.
Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews Sisters, and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Today we consider that one of the most iconic songs of all time. In fact, it got an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song for writers Don Ray and Huey Prince when the ladies sang it in the film Buck Privates. But it really didn't do that well on the charts. It never made the National Sales Survey. It did make some regional charts, getting as high as number 15. And there wasn't an official ranking of jukebox plays back then. But if there had been, it most likely would have been a top 10. And one more note, the song never made your hit parade. But its legacy lives on. Just like our next song that has a similar story, not really a blockbuster on the charts. It did make the top 10. But many have called it one of the greatest recordings of all time. It's Stardust by the Artie Shaw Orchestra.
Thank you.
There's Artie Shaw and his orchestra and Stardust. Now, Artie had a dance arrangement of Stardust in his repertoire that mainly featured him on the clarinet. But once he heard Billy Butterfield playing trumpet with the Bob Crosby Orchestra in March of 1940 and convinced him to join his outfit, I got the creative juices flowing for Artie, and he came up with a new treatment for Stardust. And it showcased the soaring opening trumpet solo by Butterfield that Artie wrote out for him. That led to an improvised segment by Artie and an 8-bar section for trombonist Jack Jenny. And what stands out on this recording are the high notes that the soloist hit. Butterfield goes to a high E flat, Artie makes his high A just sing, and then Jenny has that awesome octave leap to a high F, and not just play the note, but do it with expression and what seems with ease. The legendary recording of Stardust, written by Hoagy Carmichael, of course, and arranged by Shaw and Lenny Hayton. Recorded October 7th, 1940 in Hollywood. It made it to number 6 on the sales chart, but as I mentioned earlier, many consider it the greatest recording ever. And while it wasn't on the chart this week in 1941, it was still one of the most popular records on the Nickelodeon. And by the way, we'll hear Artie Shaw a little bit later in the top 10 with another blockbuster. Hey, well, speaking of nickels and the Nickelodeon, this week the Treasury Department said that the nickel was safe. Or at least nickel in the 5-cent pieces. Yeah, this past week Treasury said that they had arranged for all nickel it needs for the 5-cent coins, despite mandatory priorities have been placed on nickel to conserve it for defense industries. The Treasury won its fight to keep nickel in the nickel by pointing out that, in spite of record production of 5-cent pieces in 1940, the coin is really 3/4 copper and only has enough nickel in it to give it color and hardness. But a nickel could go for a lot more back in 1941 than it does now, and we'll demonstrate that when we go shopping a little bit later on. But right now, we will drop a nickel in the machine for this recent top 10 hit from Eddie Duchin. The vocals by Johnny Drake, You Walk By.
Thank you.
One of the 1930s stars, Eddie Duchin, from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that would be his final top 10 hit, You Walk By, featuring Johnny Drake on the vocals. That had peaked at number 6 on the countdown, but was now tailing off. Duchin's career was interrupted by World War II. Yeah, he served in the Navy as a combat officer in a destroyer squadron in both the Mediterranean and the Pacific. It is late March 1941 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and World War II had been going on for 576 days. And this weekend, the British Navy got a big victory.
These pictures of the Italian fleet, taken before they met the British in the Mediterranean, are presented as the last, I didn't say latest, the last pictures of Mussolini's Navy as a whole. It's whole no longer. 3, maybe 4 cruisers, including Pola, Zara, and Fiume, and at least 2 destroyers were sent to the bottom of the deep blue sea. And now with pride we offer you a glimpse of the British men of war who humbled the fat fascist's pride on his own doorstep. Admiral Sir Andrew Cunningham. And the ships. Warspite. Valiant. Barham. Not forgetting the gallant destroyer Havoc of Narvik fame. Not one of our ships suffered so much as a scratch on her paint, nor was there a single casualty among our men.
A report from the British Pathé on the British win at the Battle of Cape Matapan, off the Peloponnesian coast of Greece. The Brits actually did lose 3 men, compared to 2,300 Italians, with more than 1,000 captured. 3 heavy cruisers sunk, 2 destroyers went down. And Admiral Cunningham was a bit disappointed with the failure to take out Italy's big battleship Vittorio Veneto. But a torpedo did significant damage, and the Vittorio Veneto would be in the repair shop until August. Of course, here in the USA, we weren't officially involved in the war, but we'll have more about that later. Right now, another popular song from this weekend in 1941. Here's Ted Weems Orchestra, featuring vocals by Mary Lee. There'll be some changes made. Some Changes Made was a top 10 hit for Benny Goodman here in early 41, but that version by Ted Weems also made the popularity polls. But that recording was made 2 years earlier, 1939. And it featured then 15-year-old girl singer Mary Lee. And if you're a fan of Gene Autry movies, you know Mary Lee because she was a regular character. Quite often she played a younger sister named Patsy. And for a few months out of the year when she wasn't making movies, she'd tour with Ted Weems. But later here in 1941, she would join the Bob Crosby Orchestra. It is indeed March of 1941, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 84 years to late March 1941. And by the way, our countdown is also our showcase feature. We'll have the top 10 coming up next hour. So here in the first part of the show, we have the bonus tracks from this week in 41, including the theme song for the Woody Herman Orchestra. This is Blue Flame. Milwaukee, Woody Herman, and his latest release was a studio recording of his theme song, Blue Flame. That would hit the charts next weekend and climb to number 5. Well, there was another big band theme song that also had just hit the record stores, as Vaughn Monroe gave us his.
Racing with the moon, high up in the midnight. Then fall too soon, it's lost from view. Mm-hmm. dancing with the moon. High up in the midnight blue. And then all too soon, it's lost from view. Gazing at the stars, high up in the clouds of gray. But just like the moon, they fade away. The blue heavens I see your face smiling at me. My heart will never be free until we're back together, racing with the moon. That is what I'll always do. Till I overtake the moon and you.
It was April 1940, the night before Vaughn Monroe's first big opening outside of Boston. But he still didn't have a theme song, so after the band's last tune-up, Monroe had his arranger, Johnny Watson, come to his house to work on one. And about 3 a.m., they had a basic theme sketched out, so they took a break and decided to put some burgers on the grill. As they were standing in the moonlight, Vaughn said, "We're really racing with the moon to get things done." And Vaughn's wife, Marion, said, "Racing with the moon would be a great song title." So the two went back inside and made that phrase the lyrics of the theme song. And the band's first recorded version was released here in the springtime of 1941. Well, now we're off to Broadway. Let's check out a show from this weekend in 1941. Lots of great shows in production, including Johnny Belinda starring Helen Craig. The Corn is Green has Ethel Barrymore. Mr. and Mrs. North, Albert Hackett and Peggy Conklin. And the long-running Tobacco Road that had been playing since July of 34, and it starred Henry Hull. Also going strong was Life with Father, starring Howard Lindsay, Dorothy Stickney, and Teresa Wright. There's The Man Who Came to Dinner with Monty Woolley, Charlie's Aunt with Jose Ferrer, J. Richard Jones, and Thomas Speidel. More comedy, My Sister Eileen with Shirley Booth. Arsenic and Old Lace has Alan Joston, Boris Karloff, Josephine Hall, and Pam Adair. And there's Claudia with Dorothy McGuire. And then the musicals, Pal Joey with Gene Kelly and Vivian Siegel. Louisiana Purchase features William Gaxton, Victor Moore, and Vera Zorina. Lady in the Dark has Ann Southern. And also playing is Panama Hattie, starring Ethel Merman. She's joined by Betty Hutton, Pat Harrington, Arthur Treacher, and here, young Joan Carroll.
I get awful gloomy.
You mean very gloomy.
Very gloomy now and then in this town. Cause it's always so hard to find a real part who'll play in your yard when you're down. But since the talk, you and me, I mean you and I have had, I've got a good friend I see.
Well, I'm not so very bad.
What say, let's be buddies? What say, let's be pals? What say, let's be buddies? And keep up each other's morale. I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue. try your best to go for this mall?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you do, I'll buy a new dress for your doll.
But please let me pick it out.
And I'll take you to hear the big cathedral bell.
Oh, I hate those noisy old chimes.
Well, instead, then we'll go to see Gone with the Wind.
But I've already seen it 4 times.
Would you like a big box of chocolate creams?
No, for candy I never did care.
Then will you let me get you a cute little dog?
Would you mind making it a bear?
Say, Jerry, old kid, you're a tough proposition. Are you sure your lid is in a healthy condition? Are you feeling good, Jerry?
What, me? Why, very.
Well, whether you are or not, I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue.
Panama Hattie, written by Herbert Fields and Buddy De Silva, with the music from Cole Porter. Well, that was Ethel Merman along with 9-year-old Joan Carroll doing Let's Be Buddies. Panama Hattie was playing at the 46th Street Theater, now the Richard Rogers Theater, on Broadway this weekend, 1941. One of the destinations in our time machine today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today our entire show is about the final weekend of March in 1941. Now we're changing up a bit today and saving the top 10 for hour number 2. So here in the first half, it's the honorable mentions. Songs that were coming up, starting to fade, or there are records that didn't quite take off back in the day but are worth a listen now and maybe more appreciated. Well, among the recent releases here in the early spring of 41, I found a number of classical pieces that were given swing arrangements. I don't know why they all came out at the same time, but that's going to be our theme within a theme here in this segment. And first up, it's the Harry James Band with The Flight of the Bumblebee. From the opera The Tale of the Tsar Sultan from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, that's The Flight of the Bumblebee, and played there by Harry James and his orchestra. All right, let's stick with the Russians. Here, Sergei Rachmaninoff's famous Prelude in C-sharp minor, performed by the Jack Teagarden Orchestra.
Thank you.
In the past, we've done a musical theme of jazz and the classics. That one wasn't in there. But if we revive the subject, we'll definitely drop that one in. Jack Teagarden definitely swings Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor. Part of today's feature, the music of late March, 1941. And I've got one more classical piece done in the big band style back then. Here's Alvino Rey and his orchestra doing the William Tell Overture.
Thank you.
Tell Overture. Actually, that's the finale of the William Tell Overture. Its proper title is March of the Swiss Soldiers, and composed by Gioacchino Rossini. And that version was done by Alvino Rey and his orchestra. It was actually done in two parts. So in 1941, you had to flip the record over to hear the whole thing. And the two sides were different styles. A little boogie-woogie on the A side. And you flipped it over with a little syncopated jazz there from Alvino Rey and his band, with the arrangement done by Frank Duvall. That was one of the brand new platters here in late March 1941. That's getting new life today here on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've gone back to late March 1941, and now we're going to the movies. And just like the stage options, there were a lot of great movies playing. We'll start with the shorts. New from the Three Stooges, Dutiful But Dumb. The boys are paparazzi photographers sent to Bulgaria for an assignment. And that is the famous Curly against the oyster in the soup scene. Now for cartoons, there's Porky's Bear Facts. This is a retelling of Aesop's fable of the ant and the grasshopper, with Porky the ant and the lazy bear as the grasshopper. And another Aesop-inspired offering from Warner Brothers, Tortoise Beats Hare, as Bugs Bunny races Cecil Turtle.
I can't figure that out back there. I'm going along at a good clip. Didn't see him pass me. Then bingo. Just like that. And there he was in front of me.
Hello.
I tell you, it just don't make sense.
Also at the cinema this weekend in 41 was Disney's Fantasia. And for the serials, Dead Men Tell, Sidney Toler plays Charlie Chan, Flying Wild featuring the East Side Kids, and Andy Hardy's Private Secretary with Mickey Rooney, Ann Rutherford, and Catherine Grayson. A couple of westerns, Back in the Saddle with Gene Autry, and Western Union, Robert Young, Randolph Scott, and Dean Jagger. And then the dramas, Seawolf, Edward G. Robinson with John Garfield, Alexander Knox, and Ida Lupino. And she is also in High Sierra with Bogey.
How was it? I mean, knowing you're in for life. I should think you go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of them do. But I was always thinking about a crash out. I tried it once at the prison farmer. They sent me for good behavior. But the fix blew up and a screw put the blast on me. Yeah, and then the worst of it was they sent me back behind those big walls. It was just getting ready for another crash out when my pardon came.
Yeah, I get it. You always hope you can get out. It sort of keeps you going.
More good stuff. Backstreet with Charles Boyer and Margaret Sullivan. I Wanted Wings, Ray Milland, William Holden, and the first major role for Veronica Lake. And she was also in Sullivan's Travels with Joel McRae. There was Rage in Heaven, Robert Montgomery and Ingrid Bergman. And Montgomery teamed up with Carol Lombard for Mr. and Mrs. Smith. There's Footsteps in the Dark with Errol Flynn, Brenda Marshall, Ralph Bellamy. The Strawberry Blonde with James Cagney, Olivia de Havilland, and Rita Hayworth. The Lady Eve, Barbara Stanwyck and Henry Fonda. And The Philadelphia Story with Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, and Jimmy Stewart.
Up and lower my eye. I'll take the lower, thanks.
If you can't get a drawing room.
What do you mean by that?
My mistake.
Decidedly, you're insulting.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize.
Well, who's apologizing?
I never knew such a man.
You wouldn't be likely to, dear, not from where you sit.
Talk about arrogance.
Tracy.
What do you want?
You're wonderful.
Also showing Buck Privates with Abbott and Costello and the Andrews Sisters and Las Vegas Nights. Just a B-film with Constance Moore, but the Tommy Dorsey Band was in it, and it was Frank Sinatra's movie debut. He sang I'll Never Smile Again. Now, there was also a song introduced in that film, not played by the Dorsey Band in the movie, but soon it would be one of their hits, Dolores.
How I love the kisses of Dolores.
Oh, I love her eye.
Dolores. Doo-doo. Not Marie or Emily or Doris.
None of them but
only my Dolores.
Just Dolores
From a balcony above me, she whispers love me and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws. I would die to be with my Dolores,
to be near her
Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores,
serenade her chorus after chorus.
Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. Like wine, what a break if I could make Dolores
mine, all mine.
Dolores, a song from the movie Las Vegas Nights. In a few weeks, that would be a top 10 hit for Tommy Dorsey and the orchestra with Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers. Well, that's going to take us to the halftime break. We'll pause and come back with the top 10 hits from this week in 1941 on Seems Like Old Times.